So I did something else. I figured out 100 billion clicks per day, 55 trillion links is almost the same as the number of synapses in your brain. A quadrillion transistors is almost the same as the number of neurons in your brain. So to a first approximation, we have these things, 20 petahertz synapse firings. Of course, the memory is really huge. But to a first approximation, the size of this machine is the size, in its complexity, so it is kind of, to your brain. Because, in fact, that's how your brain works, in kind of the same way that the web is work. However, your brain isn't doubling every 2 years. So, if we say this machine right now that we've made is about one HB, one human brain, if we look at the rate that this is increasing, in 30 years from now, there'll be 6 billion HBs. So by the year 2040, the total processing of this machine will exceed the total processing power of humanity in raw bits and stuff. And this is, I think, where Ray Kurzweil and others get this little chart saying that we're going to cross. So what about that? Well, here's a couple things. I think there's three kind of general things I would like to say, three consequences of this. First, that we're basically, what this machine is doing is embodying, we're giving it a body. And that's what we're going to do in the next 5,000 days. We're going to give this machine a body. And then the second thing is we're going to restructure its architecture. And thirdly, we're going to become completely codependent upon it.